Welcome to another edition of Eye on the Issues. Today, we are talking marijuana, talking with Aubrey Adams. She is the founder of Every Brain Matters. Aubrey, thanks for joining us for this. And let's begin. How did you decide to start Every Brain Matters?
Well, I started Every Brain Matters because in reality, honestly, my family was destroyed by the legalization of marijuana in Colorado. My son and my husband developed cannabis use disorder and had symptoms of cannabis-induced psychosis. And when they legalized here, I had no clue what was coming. I had no clue that this was an industrial-grade product that was very potent, very powerful, and very mind-altering and life-threatening.
So I would imagine the average American out there probably knows very little about what you've learned about marijuana since this has devastated your family. And I'm very sorry to hear that. Tell us about let's start with this. What do you think the average American knows about marijuana besides the fact that more and more states are legalizing it?
I don't think the average American knows much about marijuana. I think there's been such robust propaganda campaigns that they are very confused and undereducated. Matter of fact, completely ignorant. And this is probably one of the biggest deceptions of our time. They don't realize that 30% of users are developing the disease of addiction, which puts them at even higher risk to use other drugs. They are not aware of cannabis-induced psychosis and what psychosis is, how it's a break from reality where a person hallucinates, becomes paranoid, and has delusions. And some of those people are acting out violently. And so this new age of industrialized marijuana is really not for the faint of heart. The public is very undereducated. This is profit-driven, while society and American families pay a price. And I can tell you it is definitely a factor in the increase in violence in our country.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's, if we can, talk about Colorado, where you are and where marijuana was first legalized from a recreational standpoint, what, over a decade ago? Talk about the kind of damage it's done to the state of Colorado in terms of the younger generation.
Yes, well, I am from ground zero of what I call this marijuana expansion movement, Pueblo, Colorado, and it's sad. I get a little bit emotional. The homeless crisis is out of control. There's people wandering on the streets, young people, teenagers that are homeless and lost in psychosis. The crime is up. Young people and people of older ages are doing crimes that they would not do if it not was for the influence of marijuana. Our youth use rate used to be high, about 21% statewide. Where marijuana is really concentrated here in Pueblo, our youth rate is at 27%. And what has happened after they've legalized marijuana, half of those kids are now using what I call the industrial grade marijuana, the high concentrated THC products. And not many of them can get away with using that. They're all having adverse effects, increased anxiety, increased depression, attempted suicide. We have 47% of teenagers here in Colorado that have ended their lives, had THC in their system. And that is a devastating number. And my son would have been one of those statistics, but he survived his at the age of 15. So this is a clear and present danger to youth across America.
Wow. So I think you nailed it right off the top in terms of marijuana. Marijuana today versus marijuana in the 1960s or 70s. It is industrial strength. It is dramatically stronger than the pot smoking, joint smoking people that you see in the Cheech and Chong movie. And that's a big deal. And why, tell us why that's a big deal.
Well, it's a big deal because THC is the perfect drug to destroy a youth's brain. It harms the developing brain. But now that, you know, it used to do that in low concentrations. This now high concentration marijuana They put in fast delivery systems like vapes, and they mask it with sugary flavors to mask the chemical foulness taste of it. I do believe our youth would be spitting these vapes out if it wasn't for the sugary flavors, if they really understood what they were consuming. And what THC does is cause a chemical assault to the brain. These psychotic episodes come on faster and stronger than they did in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s. So it really is like a chemical assault to our children. It's become the war for drugs, and they all have their target on our youth. They need more in future users, so they have the same playbook as the tobacco industry, where they increase the concentrations of the addictive chemical, the THC, which causes an increased risk of addiction and psychosis.
So let's talk, if we can, for a moment about your neighbor to the north, Wyoming, there where it is not legalized, I believe, either recreationally or medically. And I know it seems like the industry tries to get their foot in the door with the medical, and then they push it all the way open and go for the recreational. Is that what you've realized?
Yeah, I fell for that deception in the beginning too. I thought, I don't want to block anybody from using any kind of drug that's going to help them medically. But boy, do I regret that vote. That is their playbook. They're going to get the sympathy vote to try to deceive the public about that it is a medicine, and that is not true. Marijuana is not medicine. There are derivatives of marijuana that have medical benefits. And thank God we have FDA-approved medicines to provide that for them. So there's no reason for any voter to vote in medical marijuana.
Okay, and that's where I was going with this next. What's your message to the people of Wyoming?
Hold the line. Don't do this to your people. I know the damage is already there from what Colorado has done and the other states have done and our incompetence of the federal government. Hold the line. Protect your family. I don't want what happened to my family to happen to your family. When you see your loved one addicted to marijuana, lost in psychosis, it's devastating. And 50% of the people that experience a cannabis-induced psychosis episode will convert to chronic psychiatric disorders like schizophrenia. It's a state of hell, the permanent psychosis. This is not a safe drug to use. Don't believe the industry. It is not medicine, and do whatever you can to come together as a state and hold the line. Follow the science.
So let's give parents, if we can, a playbook out there right now. Okay. What do you think the first thing they need to do? And at what age should they start paying extra attention to to their kids in case somehow they come across marijuana?
That's a very good question, and I wish I had a great answer for that. I think as soon as we can, be very honest with our children, very direct with them, and let them know that they are a target for the predatory addiction for profit industry, and that just one use of their products can change their brain forever. So this isn't something they should experiment with. I know that's kind of a rite of passage in yesteryears. Many of our generation experimented with marijuana, but the products available today, they're just not worth that one-time use that can change your life forever. So be direct with them, be honest, and hold high standards.
High standards is right. And while you're speaking about a testing or trying out some kind of drug, let's not forget the fentanyl scourge that's crossing this nation right now. And so for anybody that's watching this right now, trying a pill that they don't know what it is and their friends might say what it is not the way to go because thousands, tens of thousands of American, younger Americans have died that way via fentanyl. Am I right?
That is correct. They get them hooked on marijuana. They get them just using a little bit of drug. Then a lot of times the marijuana induces a lot of anxiety. And so they think, oh, I'm going to take some kind of Xanax to decrease that anxiety. And really, it's a fentanyl pill. And so it's just not worth their lives. They have one chance to grow up, to allow their brains to develop, to become adults and enjoy their lives. And they're just a target. So it's, we got to teach them not to even use one time. And then have teach them coping skills to get out of situations where they're being pressured to use. My younger son, who didn't touch a drug through his teenage years, I randomly drug tested him throughout his high school years, and it gave him a great excuse not to use.
That's a great idea. And so tell us how you go about doing that drug testing.
Well, I also was a mom for youth in recovery. I was part of a really dynamic community. I actually left Colorado and finished raising my kids in Texas because of what marijuana did to my family. So I worked with a recovery high school, and they did most of the drug testing. But for my son and other youth I would have in my home, whenever I wanted to, I would say pee in the cup. And if they refused to do it, then I took that as evidence that it was going to be positive. And then I gave a consequence, either, and that could have been like a higher level of support, a higher level of care, more counseling sessions, working with a professional at that point. So it wasn't like I would punish them if they would come up with a positive drug test. It was just an indication that they were struggling and needed more support.
And what would you say in terms of parents having direct, honest conversations with their kids? Obviously, the parents are going to do that. Is there any advice you can give parents out there to try to get their kids to open up and be straightforward and say, yes, mom or dad, somebody did approach me at school?
Developing that relationship with your kids can be very hard nowadays. Do as much fun social stuff that they like to do and interact with them as just as positively and fun as you can. Be involved in their lives and let them know you're available to them and their friends for, these hard conversations, or if they're in situations that aren't ideal, they can count on you. To pick them up and not ask any questions, just get them into a safe environment. So, strengthen those social interactions with stuff they like to do. You might not like to do it, but do it with them. Yeah.
Let me ask you this. I know we don't have a lot of time left. From a video standpoint, YouTube, for example, are there any videos you come across that might say scare them straight, as the old adage goes?
Well, you can go to my YouTube channel. It's called Every Brain Matters. And I have a podcast called It's Just Pot, What's the Problem? And actually, I was just editing my sixth video on a trial. This lady named Bren Spacher out of Thousand Oaks, California. She liked this guy. She was 27 years old. She was an audiologist. She had got herself through college and was a professional. And she was dating this young man who was a recreational daily marijuana user. And she became acutely psychotic just from one use. And she ended up stabbing her friend 108 times, stabbing her dog, and stabbing herself. And they just, a jury convicted her of involuntary manslaughter. The prosecution and the defense, all the experts involved, all agreed 100% that this was a cannabis-induced psychotic episode. She would not have killed her friend if it wasn't for the influence of marijuana on her brain. And the judge had pity on her. He only gave her probation for 2 years and 100 years of community service. But you could go to my podcast or my YouTube channel and listen to the advocates that we had in the courtroom writing down the details about this trial. And that trial alone will teach kids and educate the community why marijuana is not safe to use, why it's not that, why it was not legal all these years, because back in Mexico and Egypt and the United States, we all saw the violence that could come from it. This isn't reefer madness. This is reality. This is 100% science. And yeah, so watch that. There's six episodes. I'm just about to publish the sixth one tonight.
Okay, and what's that website? Where do they go?
They go to the YouTube channel, Every Brain Matters, or they go to the podcast, Every Brain Matters. It's Just Pot. What's the Problem?
Gotcha. And you have a website too. What do they find there?
Yeah, that's everybrainmatters.org. You will find all kinds of information there, pamphlets to hand to educators, to legislators, explaining what cannabis use disorder is, what cannabis-induced psychosis is. And we didn't even mention the cannabinoid hyperemesis syndrome, which is when somebody becomes at toxic levels of marijuana and becomes a very, very sick. So it's,
One final question, because I know we're out of time. Somebody I know said to me one time, "Well, people don't die from marijuana. Is that true?"
No, that's not true. They don't track the deaths from marijuana. That's true. They just don't track and they don't keep track of the data. State levels are starting to do that. I can say Levi Pongay in Colorado was the first death we had here. And he ate a marijuana cookie with his friends, became acutely psychotic, and jumped from a balcony. So people do die from marijuana. This is just profit driven, so they don't want you to know the truth. So protect your brain.
All right, Aubrey, I really appreciate your time. And hopefully we'll talk again about this, because I think I can talk to you for about an hour about this, about what people need to know. So folks, you want to watch any of the thing about Wyoming and about what you need to know to keep your family safe, wyliberty.org, and sign up for our newsletter. Aubrey, thank you again.
Thank you.